Episode 9 of It Burns When I Pee is dedicated to the memory of Porter Wagner, born August 12, 1927, and passed on October 28, 2007. Porter, thank you for all your years in country music. You'll be missed, my friend.
86 Productions.
It burns, burns, burns. When I pee, when I pee, what do I pee? Burns, burns, burns. When I pee, when I pee, Lord, when I pee.
I have heard your stories about your fast train, but now I'll tell you about one all the southern folks have seen. She's the beauty of the Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's that Pan American on her way to New Orleans.
All aboard. Hey there, y'all. It's Cheyenne here, and I'll be taking your ticket for this very special episode of It Burns When I Pee. Sorry about the raspy voice, but we were at the tractor pull the other night, and I was a hollering and a screaming all night. We're going to take a ride with the man himself, Wayne the Train Hancock. We'll talk to Wayne and play a couple of his songs, but we aren't stopping there. A brand new phony phone call will be premiered on this show. Plus, we're going to replay our first ever phony phone call from episode number 3. And finally, along the way, we'll be playing a few songs from some of the artists that have submitted music to us. So climb aboard and find a good seat next to the window and pay attention, because we are giving away Wayne's new CD, Tulsa. See y'all on the flip side. Enjoy.
If you're ever in the Southland and want to see the scene, just get yourself a ticket on the Pan American Queen. Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery.
I'm kind of new to these computer things, and I heard it's a podcast thing. I'm guessing it's one of the things where you cast something from some kind of a pod. Well, I just need to know if there's a specific kind of web address you go to. I don't know about these things. Anyway, this is your nephew Jason from the Slate Dump. I'm just trying to figure things out. Holler at me. Listen to the damn music, and we'll see you out there at some shows. Bye.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 9 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and you're listening to the only podcast around that's pissing on the porch of corporate Nashville. And as usual, we have a great show lined up for you. We've got a special interview from the legend himself, Wayne the Train Hancock. We're going to play a couple songs of his. We're going to re-air our first phony phone call, which was our Walgreens call. And we're also going to play a brand new one, the Family Video Phony Phone Call. We're going to play some songs from bands like Wild Boar, Carmen Lee, and the Tomorrow River 2, and also Rachel Brooke. So let's go back in time and listen to the Walgreens Phony Phone Call from Episode 3, followed by a song written by our buddy Justin Myers and recorded by Jake Penrod. It's called Running My Life. And we'll be right back.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test. This is only a test.
No, this is not your normal test of the emergency broadcasting system. It's more like a test of the emergency digestive system. And if you often find yourself in a restroom looking to the sky, asking, Lord, please take my pain, then the emergency is very real. And the only cure for that burning piss is an easy one. Besides this great podcast on section86.com, you can also tune into my show every Friday night on flapdaddy.com. It's called the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And not only do I play real country music, I play real classic rock, real blues, real hard rock, and alternative folk music. Plenty enough to make you forget about the burning pain you have encountered listening to terrestrial radio stations. Screw that. Just go to flapdaddy.com every Friday night at midnight Eastern Time, click on the Live Shows tab, then click on my show page picture link. Or go to MySpace.com/TheBootlegAsylumRadioShow for show links and past interviews. But right now, keep easing your pain with Blake Clayton, our own lovesick blues boy, podcast number 9 of It Burns When I Pee, right here at section86.com with very special guest, Wayne the Train Hancock. And Wayne is definitely going to help you ease your pain.
This is only a test. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This is only a test.
Pharmacy, this is Megan. Can I help you?
Got a little problem here. It's kind of embarrassing. I was at the bar the other night, and I had to listen to some Tim McGraw song on the jukebox, and now it burns when I pee.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'm going to have you talk to the pharmacist.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is the pharmacist. Can I help you?
Hello. I was just calling to see if y'all sold something over the counter. I was listening to some Tim McGraw music the other night at the bar, and now it burns when I pee. And it hurts like hell, man.
There really isn't a lot that you can get over the counter for that type of thing. You need to really find out what's causing that, because it could be something that's worse than just that.
Man, I didn't realize how bad that pop country music can mess you up. It's like my dick's on fire.
I mean, you need to really see, try to get into the doctor or go to one of the clinics.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to. Thought maybe you would have some cream or some pill or something that I could take.
At least have them check it to make sure it's not a kidney problem.
You mean I could have kidney damage from the shitty music? Oh, man. I can't believe this. My wife is going to think I was banging some skank from the bar. I was hoping to get some kind of salve or something. She's going to kill me.
Because it could be that far up, even with that kind of thing, could be that pain could be coming from that area too. And there's really only one thing out there, and it's not really recommended until you know what's going on.
Well, thanks, man. I guess listening to shitty pop country music really can screw with your health. I just hope I don't die from this shit.
Hi, I'm Jake Penrod, and this is It Burns When I Pee. Keeping country real, one squirt at a time.
All right, here we go, cowboy.
As the rain begins to fall, and I can't help but call your name, I remember the love we had, and my tears fall like the rain. The wind screaming at the thunder, like me, yes, I cry, and the light. Lies, dear, blowing my dreams.
Sorry about interrupting the show, folks. It's me, Blake Clayton, host of It Burns When I Pee. We all know that Justin Timberlake thinks he's bringing sexy back, but we know a website that is taking country back. TakeCountryBack.com has been a supporter of It Burns When I Pee from day one. Do us a favor and check them out. They fight the good fight and are trying to keep our kind of music alive. So stick it to the man in Nashville and check out TakeCountryBack.com. Welcome back. We're in segment two of episode 9 of It Burns When I Pee at section86.com. I want to remind everybody of our online store. You can go to www.cafepress.com/section86. Make sure to pick you up some It Burns When I Pee apparel as well as section86.com apparel. You've heard me talk a lot about some of the podcasts we have at section86.com. Of course, there's Creative Tragedy with Aaron Hughes, the Kiwani Sports League podcast, which updates everybody on our fantasy football league. And then there is Vertebreaker, the biggest show on section86.com. And if any of you haven't checked it out yet, I thought I'd give you a little taste of what it's like. So here's a little snippet from the latest episode of Vertebreaker.
You know, this is a piece of shit. That Shannon Sharp, I can't stand that fucker. But you know what the nice part is? We got that motherfucker in here. We actually have Shannon. Here, oh my gosh, here he comes. Oh,
hey, what's going on there? We're going to get the football. You got to get talking about football. You got to play for the Denver Broncos. I'm a record tight end.
I can't. So, Shannon, how do you feel about your record being broken?
I feel about the record being broken, about it, but I feel about your ass being broken. I tell you what, ain't it about the best feeling in the world to go to the, I go to Encyclopedia Dramatica and see the goatee, and then I take that. I take the ball and I score the touchdown, baby. Oh, yeah.
So we saw earlier that you were crying on one of the episodes. Yeah. What was that all about?
I was crying because I was so happy that I got the goatee. That's what I was so happy about. I tell you what, I did take the ball and I was going to touchdown because I was tight end. Tight end of the Denver Broncos.
So,
one season with the Baltimore Ravens.
So, Shannon, why did you pick to be a tight end?
Because I like the words. I like the way the words are put together. I like the word because I could say the word tight end because I have a speech impediment.
Now, Shannon, I find it rather ironic that you like tight ends, yet you're a big fan of Goatsy.
That's an oxymoron.
Oh, I believe I would, you might call it anomaly, because I like the tight end and I like the loose end, because the loose end is what get me going. I like it because I take the ball and then get the ball in the ass and then you get a touchdown.
So, Shannon, what do you think about Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, I tell you what about Brett Favre. Brett Favre be the best quarterback in the league, and I tell you, he did an episode with the Gucci guy. He threw the football.
That show is totally awesome, and definitely check it out. It's not just a sports show. They talk about everything and anything, and believe me, they talk about anything. So check out Vertebreaker at section86.com. Well, without further delay, let's get into some more music. We're going to play a song from the man himself, Wayne the Train Hancock, and that's going to lead us right into the interview. So here is Lord Take My Pain off of Wayne the Train's new album, Tulsa.
www.outlawpunk.com has got your alternative sizzle. Join the Outlaw Bubba at the frontier of the redneck resurgence. Cowpunk, punkature, twangcore, hip-hop, redneck metal, and gorilla grass. You'll get Wild West glamour stomping down your urban hillbilly. Burn up some digital petrol and head to www.outlawpunk.com for your hoedown experience of alternative. Well, let's get back to some music with Blake now. You know, Burns When It Pees. It reminds me of a lot lizard experience I had in Gallup, New Mexico.
Last night I dreamed about you, that you came home to me. Never more to roam, dear, and I was so happy. Loving me, dear, and now each time I lay awake till dawn, Lord, take my pain. My heart's been broke too long.
Episode 9 of It Burns When I Pee, and we have with us as our special guest, the legend Wayne the Train Hancock. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So, Wayne, tell us where you grew up.
Well, I kind of grew up a number of places. Mexico and Texas, you know. I spent a good portion of my life in East Texas. Some other places too. I lived in Idaho and Kansas, but mainly in Texas. So, kind of messed my accent up pretty good, you know.
All right. So, you spent about 4 years in the United States Marine Corps. Where were you stationed, and did the military have a positive or negative effect on you as a person?
I was stationed in Hawaii. Had a really cool place to be stationed for a home station, and the military had a kind of a, it was both, it was, as far as it went for, how did it affect the later part of my life, well, that was positive, you know, because it made, you know, sort of things, man, if you go through a challenge like that and you come out of it unscathed, you're probably going to be okay, you know.
Right.
It definitely had a positive effect on me. Yeah, however, I wasn't exactly poster board Marine, you know. I was my mouth. My mouth got me a lot of problems with my guys, you know. I was a notoriously poor navigator. You know, I mean, that's really, you know, good thing that was peacetime. Otherwise, things might have not turned out so good. You know?
There you go. So, how did you get the nickname Wayne the Train?
A friend of mine, or actually a guy that I know at the time, started calling me that, and it really kind of teed me off at the time, because I thought that it was, you know, like, it wasn't my name, you know. I've been called quite a few names over the years, Hank, all kinds of different, mainly Hank, or Dwayne, which I hate that, you know. But calling me Wayne the Train was pretty strange, and I'd only started liking it after people remembered it, you know. I mean, it was funny. You can be drunk and hear a number of names, but if it rhymes, it's usually a pretty good count to remember it. And so I guess I've been blessed with a good name, you know. Everybody comes up with their own excuses of what it means or whatever, but, you know, most of them has to do with playing these long shows and all the, you know, the stuff that we do on stage, but that's a good name, man. Yeah. I've had worse, man.
Yeah, there you go. A friend of mine has dubbed you the country singer's country singer because you sing specifically about life as an artist on the road. How do you feel about this being your legacy?
I'm cool with that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy just to have a purpose, you know. In a world full of questions about everything. And at a time when everything is kind of up in the air, you know, you've got all this global warming, and we got a war going on over there, and you know, people want nukes and wildfires and the West. It's kind of nice to have, to be doing something that doesn't really come from. I mean, you know, it's important to make a living, but that's not why we do it, you know. And I do it just because I get off doing it, you know.
Right. You spend a lot of time on the road. How much time a year do you usually spend on a road?
I'm on the road probably about 210 maybe days a year.
And what's a typical day like on the road? What's kind of your ritual before a show?
Well, we usually sleep late. We get up about 11:30, 12 o'clock. You try to get a late checkout. Go eat at some restaurant, either Cracker Barrel or Denny's. I hate Denny's. I've eaten at Denny's for 15, or now going on 14 years now. And yeah, Cracker Barrel's all right, I guess. My girl's in the other room. Then we drive, and sometimes drive 300-400 miles, you know, depending, sometimes further than that, but I don't like it when I have to go much over 300 miles. That's a lot of driving, you know. Get to the show, and I usually set up, or I'll go straight to the hotel first. You know, change over, get a salad, eat something to eat, and go straight to the show. And then I'm usually there till closing.
So it's pretty much on the go. You're either driving, playing, or sleeping.
Yeah. Or all three at the same time.
There you go. So can you describe what the typical Wayne the Train Hancock show is, and what can the music fan expect when he comes to see you?
Well, most of my shows on the road, unless I happen to run into a friend out there that plays a typical instrument, most of my shows consist of three pieces. And I like to play upbeat songs. I know slow ones too, but anybody that comes to my shows can pretty much expect to not just be ready to be dancing, you know?
Sure.
If you don't feel moved to dance at my shows, you may be dead.
Yeah, there you go. So how did you develop your brand of jute joint swing, and who were your inspirations both from the country side and from the swing side?
My inspirations were probably, of course, Hank Williams, one of my first ones. Obviously, Hank Thompson. And then I was also into a big band swing, Glenn Miller, and Count Basie and guys like that, Artie Shaw, and, you know, as well as Bob Wills. And we had a little bit of everything in our house. But my parents, their music collection was mainly out of the 40s and 50s, so I remember thinking It's going to be great if I had some new albums, you know, but I'll have at least 40s and 50s records, so I used to spin them and listen to them. So I kind of figured I'd just kind of do country music like that, you know, try to sing like I am the trumpet, you know, try to make it loud when you sing it, you know.
There you go. Even though you don't express your opinions about the status of mainstream country in your songs the way Hank Williams III and Dale Watson do, the fact that you're not satisfied with the industry has been obvious for some time. Some people might even call you an outlaw. It's a term that others embrace. How do you feel about the outlaw label, and do you think it fits?
I don't know, man. I'm more of a rebel than anything else. I'm not really outlawed or anything. I mean, I got a lot of friends. I mean, that's all even some industry people that are like, man, I just don't want to play their game. But, you know, the outlaw, that was a label they used in the 70s. And it kind of meant a different thing, you know. Those guys, they were kind of outlawed out of Nashville, but they were still doing the thing. Whereas we're totally just saying, the hell with everything and doing our own thing. I don't like to call me. How about a revolutionary?
There you go, revolutionary. That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit crazier anyway. Sounds a bunch of exotic.
There you go. Hank III obviously has a great deal of respect for you. How did you meet him, and how has your friendship developed?
Well, he's a good friend of mine. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Our roads are taking us a little bit different places, you know, musically and stuff. But I've always considered him a really good friend of mine, and will continue to be one as long as he's alive, you know. But I haven't actually seen the guy in probably almost 2 years. But he's a big boy, you know. He's on the road a lot, and ain't got time to come down and see everybody all the time. I'm sure if he could, he would. But I'm sure they're running him ragged. Because he's always out there touring, you know. So.
Definitely.
I give him two thumbs up.
There you go. It's been over 10 years since your first album was released, and several young artists that are fighting the real to keep country music real and alive list you as a major influence. How do you feel about this, and who are some of your favorite quote-unquote next generation real country artists?
That's a good question, because there's a lot of guys out there. Well, I know some good players, man. And of course, I've always got my favorites, guys that I've always known, but I don't know if they're next generation players or not. some of the bands I knew that were, that I did like, are no longer around. They change their sounds every other week. But there's a friend of mine called J.B. Beverly that does really good music. And he's one of those guys, he's coming up to the ranks, you know. He's having kind of a tough time right now, though. You know, I can't really answer that for you right now, because I'm just kind of brain dead.
That's all right.
Let me think of one, at least one band I could say that I like. Damn it. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Star Devils, there you go. Yeah, I like those guys.
The Star Devils?
I can think of at least one damn good fan. You know, the Star Devils out of, where they out of, baby? Cincinnati, yep, I think they're out of that area. They're a damn good band, man. I mean, talk about guys that can really actually play. They can really play. I mean, makes me kind of glad that I can play, because when they're doing a show with me, they're opening the bill, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm glad that my guys can play, and I can sing. Otherwise, I'd be a little worried.
There you go. So, if you had to choose one Wayne the Train Hancock album to define you as a songwriter and as a musician, which one would it be?
No, that's a hard question, too, man. But probably my newest one.
Tulsa?
Yeah, because it's all my stuff, and I can't remember if on my original Thunderstorm Neon Signs from Data Disc, I can't remember now if they were all original on there. I thought I had a couple of clunkers on there. But I would say it would have to be my latest one, just because it's my seventh album, you know. And it's 10 years later, and now I got the guys that I want, and
What?
They put a best of album out about me. Of course, I didn't have nothing to do with that. And so that was my drive on putting out Tulsa. But I wanted them to know that I ain't done.
There you go.
that ain't my best.
There you go.
I want everybody to know the best of is not my best.
The best of volume one or something like that, you know? You still got a lot more to do.
Yeah, the best of. We had to put that one up, Dad, man, you know? if anybody still cares by that time. I hate best of albums. It's just like, come on, guys, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of artists in Nashville that, you know, after three albums, they put out a best of. And then after the next three albums, if they're still around, they put out another best of. And it's kind of...
Yeah.
That's more, you know, for me, that's more of a, hey, after everything is said and done, you've put your guitar in the case for the last time, that's when that kind of an album should be done.
Yeah, that was R21's thing, not Bloodshot's deal. That's all the facts that they had. They're obviously trying to make clean up on some money or something. And I wish them all the best, but that ain't my best.
There you go.
It's just not. There's some good cuts on there. I'm not happy with those particular cuts, you know.
One of my favorite tracks, which is actually on that album, is Double A Daddy. That's one of my favorite songs of yours.
Well, thanks, man. That's a good song. It's one of the songs that I've struggled being Double A Daddy over the years, and have done a pretty good job of it.
There you go. Well, it's kind of a theme song for me because I've spent 6 years clean and sober, and every once in a while I just put that in and go, see, that's all it's all about.
That is, man. It's good. You know, I'll tell you something, man. Drinking and all that, it's like jumping in wild dogs and wrestling around with them, you know. Sooner or later you're going to get bit. I try not to jump into it with them too often, but I do Double A Daddy, but sometimes I feel bad about it because people know sometimes I like to have a drink.
Sure.
You know, and I was sober for 11 years.
My last drink was at the Hank Williams grave on my birthday. It was the last one I had. And
yeah.
I had last one with Hank, and I took the train from New Orleans back home to Illinois and got off the train and was like, psh, I can't, like I said, I can't beat those dogs anymore.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember we went to his gravesite one time with me and Sheldon. We rode up there, and we had some pretty crazy stuff out in the night on the bus. We were in South Montgomery going up to, you know, on the tour bus. We were with Sheldon, and he got to talking about music and what we were playing. I said, do you think that your granddaddy would approve of what we're doing here? And he said, yeah, he goes, I think he'd like it a lot. And right then the stereo turned up, you know, by itself. Well, I'm on a big fancy tour bus, and I've been on these buses before. You know, I know they got remote controls. So I'm looking at Sheldon, and Sheldon, he's just as white as he ever was, you know. And his mouth's hanging open. He don't know what to say. And I guess he don't have no remote control. Right when I said that, it was like the music turned up real loud. You know? And the volume knob went up. I swear to God, it was three of us saw it. But I always thought that was kind of a crazy thing, you know.
Somebody telling you something.
Yeah, I was just a good sign. But, man, right then, if I'd been there by myself, I'd have been running.
Yeah. And also, it's a lot better than if it would have shut off by itself. That would have
been... Yeah, the shut off would have been bad. It would have been real bad.
I appreciate you being on the show. Like I said, it's an honor to have you on the show. I want to let everybody know, if they want to check you out, you got a MySpace, which is myspace.com/WayneHancock. And they can also go to your main website, which is waynehancock.com. And they can order CDs on your main website, and they can also go to Bloodshot Records and order albums, correct?
Yeah, but if you order from me, the money just goes to me.
All right. Well, so,
I just want to, you know, I'm just kidding. So, I'm not kidding about that. Well, buy them off my website, I'll give you a good deal.
All right. Wayne, thank you very much, sir, and all the luck to you. And again, thank you for the music that you make.
Thank you a lot, brother. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thanks, Wayne.
I'm a Double A Daddy. Well, we're going out drinking. We're going to go driving around. Yeah, we're going out drinking. Going to go driving around.
gonna do the driving so you won't have to go downtown. Well, that's it, baby. Go ahead, tie one on. Death heals the back, mama, till the last drops are gone. When your dad is at the wheel, ain't nothing ever gonna go wrong. Well, you can dance all night till you fall on the floor. Knock yourself out till you can stand it anymore. I'm a double A daddy. Sober all the time. Well, look out, mama, cause I'll take you on down the line. Righty. That I thought I could have quit. Now that I've done it, Lord, I'm gonna stay legit. I'm a double A daddy, sober all the time. Well, look out, mama, cause I'll take you on down the line. Yes, sir.
Are you looking for another great website to get your honky-tonk fix? Well, we've got the site for you. Check out twainville.com. They're filled with your current news and reviews for all your burning needs. Do you like to blog? Then sign up with them and keep in touch with all your hillbilly friends. Don't delay and go to twainville.com today.
All right, folks, we just got done hearing Double A Daddy by Wayne the Train Hancock. Again, I wanted to thank Wayne for being on the show. It was a pleasure having him. I want to also announce some upcoming show notes for Episode 10. We are going to have the man himself, Joe Buck, along with a bonus interview from our good friend and artist, Christoph Mueller. He did the show art for us for our Halloween special, so we're going to have him on the show, and he's going to be calling us from overseas. That's what we've got in store for you for Episode 10, and that will be released on December 7th of 2007. And for our final show of the year on December 28th, our New Year's Bash, Episode 11 is going to feature the Hank Cash record release party. We're going to play some of the music from their new album, which is going to be released in November. You're going to hear it first here. And we're going to have an interview with those guys as well. So we got a couple of big interviews coming up from overseas guys, and we're looking forward to that. All right, and for the next order of business, the Wayne the Train Hancock giveaway, our friends over at Bloodshot Records sent us a couple copies of Wayne's new album called Tulsa. So here's the trivia question. What branch of the military did Wayne serve in, and where was he stationed? The first person that emails us at itburnswhenip86@gmail.com with the subject line Wayne Trivia, give us the answer and we will send you a copy of Wayne's new album, Tulsa. And again, thanks to Bloodshot Records for hooking us up. All right, that takes care of that business. Now let's get into the world premiere of the new phony phone call from It Burns When I Pee. This phony phone call is entitled Family Video. And after that, we're going to hear a song from the Wild Boars called You Can't Take It With You. So keep listening, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for calling Family Video, where kids' movies are free. This is Brandy. How can I help you?
I got a hot date tonight, and I really think I'm going to score. So I was wondering if you had any porno movies to rent there at your store.
Do we have what?
Porno movies. You know, wiki wiki.
Hello?
Listen, lady, I got a hot-ass date in like an hour, and I need to rent a porno movie so I can get her, you know, turned on.
Hello?
Can you hear a damn word that I'm saying to you?
Kind of. You're cutting in and out.
Well, I want to put it in and out, so answer the damn question. Do you have porno movies?
Yes, we do.
Damn, it's about time. So what do I have to do to get a membership card?
Driver's license, and then two phone numbers that we can contact you at or leave a message for you on the second one.
Can you look up a title for me? The movie she really likes is called It Burns When I Pee.
You're cutting in and out.
Damn, woman. Clean out your ears. I want to rent a porno called It Burns When I Pee.
Sure. What's the title?
Jeez, you got to be kidding. It Burns When I Pee.
I'm sorry, sir. You're just cutting out really bad. You're more than welcome to come in and take a look first if you want before you set up an account.
Can I ask you one thing first?
Yeah?
Do you have big boobies?
No.
Oh, well. Hey, do you guys take dirty movies home at night and watch them?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all your help. Make sure you go to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee.
What's the title?
Damn, you're a dumb one.
Thanks.
Sun's high in the sky, but I can't help wondering why you've got that look of serious responsibility. Your beat's down on my back, I still don't understand your lack of what the hell, your recklessness, your spontaneity. You can't take it with you down there or to the sky, whether you rise up to heaven or fall. What's the point in leaving it when you can't bleed it dry until there's nothing left at all? So where's this big black clavicle? I wish you'd just snap out of this world of fear of what round every corner may be. Cause rainy days are never wet enough. It could be worse than all that stuff in hell. Is this the way it's always got to be? You can't take it with you down there or to the sky, whether you rise up to heaven or fall. So what's the point in leaving it when you can't bleed it dry until there's nothing left at all? So what happens if it never rains? We'll be rich but to nobody's gain. Let's go down to the sea, go so high, yeah, that's the way. We'll drink and play, that's all I want to do today. And well, tomorrow may not be there anyway. You can't take it with you down there or to the sky, whether you rise up to heaven or fall. So what's the point in leaving it when you can't bleed it dry?
Until there's nothing left at all. Yeehaw! Hey, everybody. Excuse me. I've been hitting the moonshine a little bit tonight. Anyway, my name is Jethro. I forgot my last name. Anyway, I wanted to tell you
to go on that there internet and check out twangnation.com. Those guys have got a killer website with articles and links to all y'all's favorite real country artists. Believe me, you gotta check them out. You won't be disappointed. Tell them your old friend Jethro sent you. The site is twangnation.com. So how was that? Is that okay? Oh shit, we're still recording? Oh, hey everybody! Is it Birds When I Pee? Hey man, this song's pretty goddamn good.
Our love died that September, and in the days before you left me.
Again, that was the Wild Boars with You Can't Take It With You. They're a great band, and definitely check them out on MySpace and listen to some more of their music. We're hoping to play a lot more of them in the future. Wanted to give everybody an update on the It Burns When I Pee fantasy football team. And as of November 5th, our record is now 5-4. We've rattled off 3 wins, folks, and we're on our way to the top. If you haven't subscribed to the It Burns When I Pee blog on MySpace, you definitely want to do that. And every Tuesday, we post the It Burns When I Pee fantasy football press conference from Coach Willie Sparkles. He gives us his colorful views of that week's game, so definitely subscribe to the blog, folks. You'll be entertained for sure. And now for some of the biggest news at It Burns When I Pee, I want to announce the Pia Palooza CD, the compilation CD of a lot of the independent bands and artists that you hear on our show. We're currently got about 17 bands lined up for the CD, and what we're doing is we're going to sell each CD for $5, and $4 of that goes to as a donation to the Hank Williams Museum in Montgomery, Alabama. We're only going to make 100 copies, and they are going to be numbered. And barring any setbacks, it's going to be a January 18th of 2008 release date. So we'll have more information as it gets closer. We'll probably have everything wrapped up and finalized on episode 11 for you. So get ready, save up your change for the It Burns When I Pee album, Pia Palooza. And what would an It Burns When I Pee episode be without all the contact information? If you want to give us a call and leave a voicemail on our dial-in number, it's area code 309-761-4227, or email us at itburnswhenip86@gmail.com. We can also see us at myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. And don't forget, your favorite pal Cheyenne has her own MySpace now, so go to our friends list. She's number one, and add her as a friend as well. And finally, I want to thank everybody for their support, for downloading the show, for sending us messages and comments on our MySpace about how they like the show. It means a lot to us. So thank you, everybody. And keep downloading the show. Keep telling friends about it. We want to get bigger and bigger, and we want to spread the word about real country music. So that's it for me. I'm out of here for the night. Thank you, everybody. And here is a song by Rachel Brooke with her song, Bottle Tippin' Blues. And don't forget to listen in for Cheyenne, and she's got another special song for you at the end of the show. So again, thank you, everyone. And as I always say, get your Hank on.
Well, I got me a good man, Lord, he never does me wrong. I said I got me a good man, Lord, he never does me wrong. Well, then this woman tips the bottom, good girl goes wrong. Well, my man, he's hard working. He works his fingers to the bone. I say, my man, he's hard working. love him. Lord, he loves me through and through. Well, then this woman tips the bottle. Can't you hear him? She's untrue. Well, now I've got me no good man. He left his woman alone. I see my man, he up and left me. He left his woman alone. Yeah, but now the bottle's empty. Lord, I guess she should know. Well, that bottle keeps on tipping. Yeah, Lord, is there something you could do? 'Cause that whiskey I keep nipping. Yeah, between my man and between my booze. Dear Lord, don't you make me choose? You know I got them bottle tipping blues.
Well, friends, we're chugging back into the station. We would first like to thank Wayne for being on the show and Bloodshot Records for providing us with the giveaway prize. We also want to thank all the artists who have sent in their music. If we haven't played your stuff yet, don't think we forgot about you. We just have tons to get to in a little amount of time. Hey, turn down that damn TV. I'm trying to record in here, asshole. Stupid football season. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Make sure to check us out at our MySpace page. Email us at burns1ip86@gmail.com or call us at our dial-in number 309-761-4227. Give us a shout-out and tell us what you think or what you want to hear on the show. Take care and have a great Thanksgiving. As you get your ass off the train, here is Carmen Lee and the Tomorrow River 2 with their song Big Star. See y'all later.
Still drive your dad's car. Here's where we could use Gary Barty. Wished he lived closer.
Well, I would always give in, and you weren't very kind, so I'm gonna be a big star, leave you far behind. I always knew I could do better. Well, I'm too good for you, so I'm gonna be a big star. You and me, we're through. Yes, I'm gonna be a big star, and you'll stay where you are. Yes, I'm gonna be a big star, and you'll still drive your dad's car. Well, I'm gonna be a big star. Now you want to be friends, well, together we won't get far, 'cause we've come to an end. Yeah, I'm gonna be a big star, so much for knowing you. Yeah, I'm gonna be a big star, you can shine my shoes. Yes, I'm gonna be a big star, and you'll stay where you are. Yes, I'm gonna be a big star, and you'll still drive your dad's car. Thank you.